This is Radio Nepal, IMSN, Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. 1,341 bodies recovered so far from Bhotekosi flood in Rasua. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha says government has mobilized all resources in flood-hit areas. Goods stored in Kerung of China to be brought through Korala border point following destruction of infrastructure caused by Rasua floods. Blocked ferry corridor along Jazarkot-Dolpa road section resumes operation. And volcano eruption leaves 150,000 passengers stranded in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. A total of 1,341 bodies have so far been retrieved from various districts, while some 4,996 people, including 589 foreigners and around 100 security personnel and employees, have remained missing since the devastating floods in the Bhotekosi and Trishuli river systems on the 26th of August. Among those bodies, 163 were found in Rasua, 195 in Nuakot, 67 in Dhading, 362 in Chitwan, 74 in Gorkha, 38 in Tonahu, 222 in Nawalparasi East and 220 in Nawalparasi West. As of now, 98 bodies have been identified and handed over to the respective families. The total number of people rescued so far stands at 13,104, while 6,075 injured people have been treated. A total of 3,652 affected have been accommodated at 39 relief camps in Rasua, Nuakot, Dhading and Kathmandu. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha has said that the government had mobilized all available resources in the flood-affected areas. Speaking to Gorkhapatra, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha said, although the country had suffered massive losses from an unprecedented flood, the government was seriously engaged in all aspects of rehabilitation and recovery. The communication minister said there will be no shortage of relief materials or resources for managing relief efforts for those affected by the Bhotekosi floods. He clarified that there was no shortage of relief materials for flood victims and that adequate resources would be made available for relief management. The Jazarkot-Dolpa road section of the Bheri corridor, which was obstructed by a dry landslide, has resumed operation. The Dolpa District Police Office said the road section was blocked after a dry landslide occurred at around 8:30 a.m. on Sunday at Chipredaha in Tripura Sundari Municipality 5 in Dolpa. Although the road has reopened, police have urged passengers and vehicle drivers to exercise caution as there remains a risk of further landslides along the road section. Commercial goods stored in Kerung of China will be transported into Nepal through the Korala border point after the Bhotekosi floods destroyed roads, bridges and other physical infrastructure. The unprecedented flood in the Bhotekosi River triggered by an avalanche and the overflowing Lende Khola swept away the road and government offices on both sides of the border at Roswagadi. Musa Transport said the process of transporting more than 400 containers of goods stored in warehouses in Kerung via an alternative road route has already begun. According to Zhang Zeping, managing director of the Musa Transport, it will take time to rebuild the infrastructure at Roswagadi and the road connecting the area with Kathmandu, which was destroyed by the Bhotekosi floods. Meanwhile, several containers were swept away while transporting goods along the Roswagadi-Trishuli road, resulting in loss of life and property. Road subsidence at Krishna Bhir of Dhading along the Prithvi Highway has disrupted the main route to Kathmandu, prompting authorities to reroute freight and passenger transport. Despite the disruption, around 88,000 LPG cylinders have been brought into Kathmandu through alternative routes over the past 3 days. According to Nepal Oil Corporations, 87,877 cylinders were transported from the 3rd to the 6th of September by 18 companies from the bottling plants in Bara Parsa, Makwanpur, Chitwan, Nawalparasi, Dhanusa and Mohottari. The NOC spokesperson Manoj Thakur said fuel and LPG supplies to Kathmandu and surrounding areas were continuing through alternative routes. The NOC has also instructed gas refilling industries to operate and transport supplies even on public holidays to maintain the supply chain. Floods and landslides in Therang Spring and the Budigandaki River at Namrung in Chumnumbri Rural Municipality 4, northern side of Gorkha, have swept away two bridges and damaged structures of two hydropower projects. According to local Lakpa Dundup Sherpa, one bridge along the Manaslu trekking route connecting Namrung with the Manaslu region was swept away by the Therang Spring flood, while another below Namrung collapsed after the Budigandaki River rose. The damage has disrupted connectivity between the upper and lower areas. The floods also destroyed two hydropower projects relied on by locals. A recently completed 100 kilowatt project costing 70 million rupees was swept away, while a 22 kilowatt project was also destroyed. The foundation stone for the Gen Z Martyrs Memorial Park with statue and pillar has been laid on the premises of the Federal Parliament Building in Simhadarbar. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung, Infrastructure Minister Sunil Lamsal and Gen Z Martyr Family Welfare Society Senior Member Basudev Joshi jointly laid the foundation stone. Gurung said the government was committed to fulfilling the demands and promises made to the Gen Z movement. The cabinet has declared September 8th as a public holiday nationwide to mark Gen Z Martyrs Day. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Yun have agreed to strengthen cooperation in Nepal's response to the Bhotikosi flood disaster. During talks in Kathmandu today, Khanal thanked South Korea for deploying its rapid response team and Korea disaster relief team for search and rescue operations, particularly for missing South Korean nationals as well as for providing humanitarian assistance to flood victims. Cho Yun expressed South Korea's readiness to support Nepal's reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ek saath.
Karma TV, hernus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajino cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabay kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ चढान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Madan Puraskar Guthi has decided to award writer Veena Joshi Rajbhandari with the Madan Puraskar 2082 Bikram Samvat in recognition of her work in documenting the traditional Mukundo Nach, a centuries-old masks dance tradition of the Newari community. According to a press statement issued today by Guthi chairperson Kunda Dixit, the award recognizes Joshi's work in collecting and documenting the traditional dance, which has been preserved and practiced as part of the community's cultural heritage. Meanwhile, veteran lyricist Kiran Kharel, who has devoted 6 decades to songs writing, would be feted with the Jagadamba Sri Award. This year, 298 books were in the fray for the coveted award. Out of these, the Guthi has shortlisted 10. The statement reads, the government has dispersed vaccines and drugs against cholera to Rasuwa amid an increasing risk for waterborne diseases in the flood-affected areas. A Nepali Army helicopter dispatched 21,000 doses of cholera vaccines received from the support of World Health Organization to Rasuwa on Sunday morning. Earlier, Minister for Health and Food Safety, Nisha Mehta, issued directives for the authorities concerned to promptly manage drugs, vaccines, health materials and necessary public health services for minimizing risk of cholera outbreak and other waterborne diseases in the disaster hit zones. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. More than 150,000 passengers have been left stranded after a volcanic eruption forced Indonesian authorities to temporarily suspend operations at 8 airports. According to the BBC, Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport was the first to be closed on Sunday morning after ash from Anak Krakatau was detected in airspace near the airport. Transport Minister Dedi Purwaganti said so far 712 flights have been affected and asked airlines to consider diverting some flights to other airports. The volcano had started erupting late on Friday night, generating continuous seismic activity, lava fountains and booming sounds across surrounding regions. Two more eruptions happened early on Sunday, authorities said. The Transport Ministry said the pause in operations mainly affected flights to and from Singapore. Also, other international routes including Doha, Sydney and Kuala Lumpur. At least 21 people were killed and several others injured after a bus veered off a road and plunged down a steep slope on Cape Verde's Fogo Island late Saturday, a local official said. The Xinhua News Agency cited Cape Verdean President Jose Maria Neves' statement on social media saying initially reported at least 10 deaths before later updating the toll to 21. He expressed condolences to the victims' families. According to the local news agency InfoPress, the accident occurred on the road between Chadas, Calderias and Campanas de Simpa in the northern islands of the municipality of the Sao Felipe when the bus veered off the road and plunged about 30 meters down a steep slope. Most of those aboard were reportedly young people, mainly secondary school students from Corral Grande and Ponta Verde. The driver was among those killed, the report said. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, at some places in the Thar regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Thar regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 1,341 bodies recovered so far from Hotikosi flood in Rasuwa. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha says government has mobilized all resources in flood-hit areas. Goods stored in Kerung of China to be brought through Korala border point following destruction of infrastructure caused by Rasuwa floods. Blocked Bheri corridor along Jajarkot-Dolpar road section resumes operation. And volcano eruption leaves 150,000 passengers stranded in Indonesia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.